It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We get to the NFL, the owner meetings in Florida. Aaron Glenn, some are saying, seemed a bit combative yesterday with the media. I mean, I watch it. It just looks like that's him. First, he's asked about having Jamie and Sherwood. We know his importance, and Glenn certainly made that pretty obvious.
Getting him was critical for us to continue to build this defense.
How do you feel like he fits in with your defense?
We wouldn't have signed him if I didn't think he would fit in.
Oh, I said, how? How do you think
he fits in very well? We wouldn't have signed him, but I didn't think he could fit in.
I hear the South.
Dumbass. You hear the words coming out of my mouth? Are you an idiot or something?
We may get that. You never know.
So here he is with Rich Cimini asking about another player.
Do you think Jordan Travis will be ready to go for OTAs, and what are your plans for him?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you that.
What are your plans for this year?
If he's ready to play, he's going to compete.
Yeah. There you go.
Good enough for you, ass face. Is that okay? Is that a good answer for you, Mr. Media Man?
I'll tell you what, though. It does sound combative to me.
Yes, it does.
For no reason. Is Jordan Travis going to be ready? I'm not a doctor.
Some people on social media think he's got it out for Rich Cimini.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I don't know if he does or he doesn't.
Well, he knows what he's walking into.
Yeah.
100%. There's one thing that you got to say. He knows what he's walking into.
He's also walking into this guy who has asked how he feels about Glenn after hiring him 2 months ago.
The same thing I thought then. I'm so impressed. The guy is a total winner.
Yeah. Ner. Bah.
Coming from a total loser.
Yeah, right.
And I would know because I'm the exact opposite. I'm a loser. I can see a winner because I'm a loser. Yeah.
Called claims of being rated an F false and bogus.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
That was on SNY, Woody. What else? Brian Callahan, Titans head coach, was asked if the team is open to trades. We know that Tennessee has the number one trade coming up in the draft.
I think we're open to everything at this point. I mean, we've been consistent with that approach from the get-go, and that hasn't changed. We're doing our due diligence on all the options available to us, and when it comes time to make the decision, we'll make it.
He also said they have a obvious leader in the clubhouse for what they plan to take at number one, assuming they don't make any moves there. Conversation about Aaron Rodgers. You got the video of him in DK Metcalf, Mike Tomlin. I played some Tomlin yesterday. As the morning went on, more came out. He was asked at one point with that poor guy sitting next to him.
Mark Caboli, yeah.
Dude, I took a beating yesterday.
Yeah. And he's been there for many years. He was there when I was there. And actually, Pat McAfee
uses him on his show for Steelers stuff. So he's got a little more of a national following these days. But yeah, he's always been a goofball. So the fact that that happened to him was just perfect.
One guy slowed it down. He's like, watch him turn into a zombie in front of our eyes.
No, I mean, really. And then finally he wakes up out of it and like he was sleeping with his eyes open or something. I don't know. And then I saw him respond to one guy. He goes, it was 7:30 in the morning. Give me a break. I'm like, 7:30? Excuse me?
Say it's 4 a.m.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Anyway, here was Tomlin. So when does a deal with Rodgers need to get done, assuming one does get done?
I haven't thought a lot about it. There is no drop dead date specifically in my mind, no.
So he's comfortable being uncomfortable.
I don't know if you guys had mentioned this when I was out or anybody has brought this up, but David Imondi on X sent this to me. So I guess that Pat McAfee is doing a live show at PPG Paints Arena where the Penguins play on April 9th. And the speculation is that live that night, Aaron Rodgers will be there and announce that he is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Okay.
Why is he doing a... a live show there. Do you know why? Is something to do with Sidney Crosby or something?
I think he's, isn't he from Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, when you say a live show.
Like ours, kind of.
Yeah, it's a night show.
Oh, okay.
Mike Tomlin going to dump ranch dressing on somebody.
Oh, I see.
The guy who's sitting next to him.
Yeah. And out comes Aaron Rodgers. And out comes Aaron Rodgers.
Squirting Heinz ketchup on everybody.
Yes.
Is that kind of stealing our idea?
Because yes.
Joe Douglas announced, sort of?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's what's going on. It's all right.
All right. Well, there you go.
That's okay. You know, what I tell you.
The draft.
They say imitation, flattery, whole thing.
That's it. Best form of flattery. New Giants quarterback Jameis Winston with the media on a Zoom. Why he is here.
The interest that brought me to New York was the fact that there was a quarterback room that they were looking to get better and making a difference in. And I saw that window opportunity open. But just the fact that the Big Apple is the biggest city in the world with the greatest fans in the world as well to create some popularity, that didn't hurt.
To create some popularity.
That didn't hurt.
The Giants.
It's going to be a fun
year. Yeah, I know.
It's going
to
be fun.
We all know the team sucks. But there's a lot of people here who are going to like me.
Now, the Giants website posted a video, get to know Jameis a little bit.
My spirit animal would either be a tiger, because I have the eye of a tiger, or it would be a lion, because I'm the king of the jungle. A platypus is a duck-billed anteater with a beaver tail.
Where did that come from?
So it's just the way it was cut together.
Oh, okay.
It went right into
stick
it went right
into the headhunter. Gotta call the headhunter.
It went right into the next question that they posted something about. Do you know what a platypus is? And then he talked about Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, okay,
Perry the platypus. But yeah, just,
platypuses eat ants.
I had no idea, or that they had.
I didn't know
beaver bills.
No, beaver tails.
But whatever.
A duck. Eddie?
Yeah, I know this is a very strange animal, but I didn't know if they ate ants.
Yeah, platypus with a beaver tail. Okay. And a duck bill.
And a duck bill. Exactly.
Like, how did they make it through all of this? All this, you know,
I think if they're an Australian, one of those species that got kind of separated out.
Yeah, I mean, you think about all the extinct species over the course of the world, somehow the platypus made it through.
What is it doing?
Why do we need this?
I don't know. Do platypuses walk the United States?
No.
Right. So, do you know anything about a platypus? I don't. I just know Phineas and Ferb, like Jameis Winston does. No idea. Didn't know an anteater was real.
Aardvark.
You didn't know that?
No, I mean, as a kid, I didn't. I thought it was a made-up cartoon thing.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.